Do you believe that God is a good God? Do you really believe he has good plans for your life? Now, I want to ask you this. Are you expecting those good plans? No, you think you are, don't you? But how many, you know, sometimes our mind and our words give us away that we're really not expecting the goodness of the Lord. Isn't that true? You know, it's interesting. God can promise you something, actually have it all packaged and ready for you, but we don't always receive it because we're not expecting it. You can see that with God's people, and as they come out of bondage into Egypt, God had promised them, actually he had given them the promised land. And how many of you know as they approach the border, Moses sends 12 spies to check out the land. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. They saw it, but there were also some issues there, weren't there? There were fortresses, walled cities, giants, and as these 12 spies, and let me share this. Do you know who the 12 spies were? They were the leaders. They were leaders from each tribe. And let me share something with you. Don't make any man or any person an idol. Because any one of us can slip or fall at any time. Isn't that true? And that's why the Word of God says, above all else, guard your house. These 12 leaders go check out the land. It's an awesome land. But it's interesting, as they come back, 10 of them, they did not focus on the promise. They focused on the problem. Two of them focused on the promise. Now, with the dealings and issues of your life, are you focusing on the problem or are you focusing on the promise? It's interesting, as they gave the report, land flowing with milk and honey. Look at these cluster grapes. But, and these 10 started to focus. There's giants, there's walled cities. We're like grass and we'll be eaten alive. And Caleb, no. Watch this. He quieted them and he said, let's go up at once. We are well able. He was expecting something, wasn't he? The other 10 were not. You know what Caleb was expecting? He was expecting what God had said. Now watch, because you'll find out when God, let me ask you this. How many of you really believe, hope, or expect for something special in your life? Maybe it's along the lines of a job, a future, a mate, finances, ministry, work, home, car, relationships, healing. Can anyone relate? So watch. So we're expecting this, but so often we have this battle, this struggle that keeps us from really, truly expecting. And it's interesting. I was going to go through it, but I want to go somewhere else. You can read. You can go look in Numbers chapters 13 and 14. You can read that tonight. It's interesting what takes place as these 10 complained and murmured about the giants. Watch this. They ended up impacting or affecting the whole congregation of well over 1 million people. And they start to murmur and complain. And Joshua and Caleb say, hey, we can do it, we can do it. And in the midst of saying we can do it, they decide that they're going to stone Joshua and Caleb. How many of you know sometimes when you expect the best, there'll be those that will try to fight against you? Now watch. And as they went to stone, thank God the glory cloud showed up and things took place. And watch what happened. God became rather angry with these people. As a matter of fact, he said, Moses, step aside. I'm taking them out. I'll rise a whole another people. And Moses said, no, Lord. And he interceded for the people. God had mercy. And listen to what God said. Oh, I'll have mercy. But they will not enter the promised land that I had for them. Listen to what he said. He says, I will do just as they have said. Did you hear that? Because they said something. They said, we should have died in the wilderness. And God said, you will. Now watch, because you're going to see over the next few minutes, truly, what are you expecting? And you'll reveal what you're expecting by two things. Number one, we can't see it. It's your thoughts. But number two, people will get glimpses of it. It's your words. You ever thought, oh man, you pray and believe, oh, God's going to supply all of my needs. And then you go, gosh, I just don't know how I'm going to pay that. Has anybody ever been there? Okay, so watch. We're really revealing by our lips what we're truly expecting. So God, and you know the story, he lets them for 40 years wander in the wilderness. That whole generation dies off. The next generation rises up, and it's they're the ones that enter the land with two old men. Does anybody know the name of those two old men? Joshua and Caleb, listen, the only two that really believed and expected to see the goodness of God. What's interesting, the Lord says this about the 10 spies. Listen to what he says. Because they said, it's a land flowing with milk and honey, but there's giants, there's walled cities. They didn't say a lie. You understand what I'm saying? They said what they saw, but they focused on the problem. And God called it an evil report. Say that. Say evil report. Another translation says bad report. Listen, you will get evil and bad reports all of your life. Through doctors, relationships, can anyone relate? But listen, what is your report going to be? Are you going to believe and expect the goodness of God? Or are you going to succumb unto that bad and evil report? And I want you to see, look at this scripture. It says, I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in this world of the living. The version I know says, in the land of the living. So watch, but I love the New American Standard. Listen to this. It says, I would have despaired unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Listen to what it's saying. God is saying, despair will knock on your door. Finances, relationships, health, issues, addictions, stronghold, depression. Can anyone relate? Listen, despair will always knock on your door. Listen to what he said. I would have despaired unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. So what? Listen, we need to answer that despair with expecting the goodness of God. Amen? And I wonder, do we really believe that God wants to give us those things that we're expecting, hoping, dreaming for? You know, there's another passage of scripture. It's very interesting. I want you to see how much God wants to do for you. It's Isaiah 30, verse 18, and they're going to put it up here in the Amplified Bible. This is pretty amazing. Watch this. And therefore the Lord earnestly waits, expecting, say expecting. Expecting, looking, and longing to be gracious to you. And therefore he lifts himself up that he may have mercy on you and show love and kindness to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied are all those who earnestly wait for him, who expect. Say expect. Now, I want you to see this. Are you one of these who expect and look? Watch what it says. Who expect and look and long for him. Because watch what's included when you're expecting him. His victory. Does anybody need victory in your life? His favor. Does anybody want favor? His love. How many of you know his love never fails? His peace. Does anybody need the God of peace to crush Satan underneath your feet? Look at this. His joy. And how about right here? His matchless, unbroken companionship. Can anybody handle any of these things the Lord is looking, longing to give to you? Now watch. It's for those, watch. It's those who are expecting it. So I want us to look at a few people in the Word of God. And I want us to see how their expectation overcame many obstacles and hindrances to receiving what God had for them. And we'll start off, I'll come with this one. In Mark chapter, you don't need to turn any of them. I was going to do the whole Gospel of Mark, but we'll just pick three or four of them. And just to give you, in all fairness, for those of you, oftentimes the way I preach, it's an Old Testament, well, New Testament truth with Old Testament revelation oftentimes, because when I accepted Christ as my Savior, I was so enthralled with Jesus and who he was that I lived actually 24/7, even when I wasn't studying, I was always playing the Bible on tape, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because I was so amazed that a God that was personal, become a man, would walk and talk with man, touch lepers, feed hungry. And so I played Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I wore several Bibles out on tape until CDs came out. So 24/7, not only have I heard these stories, but I start to see these stories take place. Listen, when you hear something 20,000 times, you start to see something in them. You hear what I'm saying? I don't know how many times I've heard them. So I could go on sometimes chapters, and I don't know what chapter and verse, but I can keep going quoting what takes place. And I would have different versions. And I love this in Mark chapter 2. There's a man, he's a paralytic. And he has four friends. Say four friends. Thank God for good friends. Amen. And they've heard about this Jesus, so they put him on his bed, on his stretcher, and they said, we're going to get to Jesus. Listen, they were expecting something, weren't they? They were expecting something to take place with their friend. So watch what happens. They get to the house, but how many of you know when Jesus is in the house, there's a crowd? And it's sure enough, there's a press, there's a crowd. They can't get in. And watch, I think oftentimes we are expecting something, but we come to church, we go to the altar, we pray one time, and then we don't get an answer and we turn and leave. Can anyone relate? But let me share something. What are you truly expecting? It would have been real easy for them. Well, we got here, we thought, but we couldn't get in to press the crowd. But listen, they didn't stop there. They said, you know what? We're going to get to Jesus. We're expecting something. And if you know the story, they climb up on the roof. They tear tiles out of the roofing. They lower their friend in front of Jesus. And Jesus, seeing their faith, say that, say seeing their faith. Listen, God can see if you're expecting something from him. Your faith can be seen. He says, seeing their faith, he said, your sins are forgiven. And the Pharisees are in shock. And Jesus says something, knowing their thoughts. He says, which is easier to say to this man? Your sins be forgiven, or rise, take up your bed and walk. But so that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin, rise, take up your bed and walk. And the man rose, took up his bed, and they were amazed and gave God praise. Listen, what are you expecting? When you run into a press, a crowd, when you don't get an immediate answer, do you turn and figure, oh, I guess it's not God's will? It's interesting. I love this in Mark chapter 5, I believe. There's a man. He's the leader of the synagogue. Watch this. His name is Jairus. And you may know the story. He has a daughter that's near death, a little girl. But he knows of this Jesus. So watch what happens. He finally goes out and he finds where Jesus is. And listen to what he says. Jesus, my little girl is near death, but if you come and touch her, I know that she will live. Is he expecting something? He sure is. But watch what happens. As they start to head back, here was another lady expecting something. There was a woman with an issue of blood. 12 years she'd been bleeding. But she had been, and depending what gospel you read, it says she had been thinking, say thinking. And she had been saying, say saying. So watch, what are you expecting right here? It's your thoughts and your words. She was saying and thinking, if I just touch but the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Now there's a press, there's a crowd all around Jesus. She is unclean, should not even be in the crowd. However, I believe she just maybe crawling, slips through and thinking, if I just touch, and that's all she does. She touches the hem and all of a sudden she is immediately healed. Delivered, made whole, and Jesus with the crowd all around him, all of a sudden he stops and he says, who touched me? And I can see Peter already. Jesus, everybody's touching you. What do you mean? But no. Jesus said, someone touched me. Because he felt virtue go from him. And I want you to see something. She finally reveals herself and he says, daughter, your faith has healed you. But I want you to watch this. This will cause your theology to go tilt. Jesus never stopped to heal her. Did you hear what I said? She expected and she took it from him. Hey, listen, I'm not telling you my thoughts. I'm telling you the word of God. Jesus stopped and said, who touched me? She was expecting and she took it from him. How often do we just say, oh God, your will be done, which is a nice prayer. But let me tell you something, your will be done, that man would still be paralyzed. Your will be done, she would still have an issue of blood and probably dead by now. Do you hear what I'm saying? So listen, when God reveals to you a promise, there will be a fight of faith, but will you press through to receive what you're expecting? We're just working on expecting. Next week, we're going to talk about how to receive. It usually leads to some type of instruction. But watch this, he never stopped to heal her, but she got something from him. And in that midst, watch, remember though, Jairus is with Jesus and they're headed back to the house. Before they get there, here comes somebody with news from his house. And what does he say? Watch this. Why bother to teach her anymore? Your little girl is dead. Now, is that an attack against what you're expecting? And listen, I don't know what you've been told is dead in your own life, those dreams, that hope, that future. Watch this report. Your little girl is dead. And I love, depending what version you read, I love this one. Jesus ignoring what was said. Now listen, my beautiful bride is back there somewhere. Is she still there? Or she slipped out? But we have five babies, okay? 8, 6, 4, 2, and new, okay? They're all here tonight, okay? So we will take up a love offering. No, I'm just kidding. No, watch it. But I want you to see something. I'm a daddy, and let me tell you something. If I got the report, my little girl is dead, that would be very devastating. Can anyone relate? Watch this. And here's what I see, okay? I see as soon as that report comes, it's like, here's Jesus, here's the Jairus next to him. And as they said the report, here's what I see take place. They say, your little girl is dead. And I can already see Jesus taking his hand and putting it over Jairus' mouth. Why? So he doesn't respond. Because Jesus says something. He says, don't be afraid, only believe. Only believe what? They just said my little girl's dead. What do you mean only believe? And you know what the Lord showed me? Do you know what he was to believe? What he said and agreed with Jesus. Remember what he said? If you touch my girl, she will live. Now I want you to see something. You can believe and expect God's going to, but there will be onslaughts that will pull many of those promises out of your life unless you truly believe and cling to the promise in the Word of God. He says, don't be afraid, only believe. And if you know the story, Jesus goes to the house, he clears out those who were doing their thing, and Jesus raised his little girl up. But I want you to see something. When you are expecting God's goodness, and oftentimes when you are closest to receiving, that's where the greatest battle takes place. Your little girl is dead. I love this one. It's one of my favorites in Mark chapter 10. And you may know the story. It's blind Bartimaeus. And blind Bartimaeus is on the road to Jericho. And as he sits there, crowds would come by. And I actually grabbed this cup from back there. Because you know what he did for a living? Alms. Alms. Just a denarii. A penny. And I can imagine, if you look through the Word of God, this is in chapter 10. In chapter 1, you see several things take all the way through the... A demon possessed is delivered. Many are healed. 5,000 are fed. And it takes... As a matter of fact, I jotted a couple down. Check this out. He drives out evil spirits and heals many in chapter 1. And I love this, and I just sense he heard the story. There's a leper in chapter 1, and he goes to Jesus and says, if you're willing, you can heal me. And Jesus says, of course I'm willing. And he heals him. Chapter 2, the paralytic's healed. Chapter 4, he calms a storm. 5, he delivers a demoniac. Jairus' little girl, the woman with the issue of blood. 6, he feeds 5,000. He walks on water. 7, deaf and mute are healed. And watch this, and 4,000 are fed. And check this out, a blind man from Bethsaida is healed. A blind man. I'd keep going. So here's the picture again. Here's blind Bartimaeus. Alms. And one day someone comes by. I'm healed. This man, Jesus of Nazareth, I was paralyzed, and he healed me. Excuse me, sir. And Jesus, paralyzed man, sir. And so watch. Here's a man that's blind, but he's hearing reports. He's hearing news. And maybe the demoniac runs by and he hears this man from Nazareth is delivered. He fed 5,000, deaf and mute. And watch this. And he's there just hearing these reports, begging for a living. So he gets this hope, but in all reality, he still has to live day to day. And in the midst of your expectation, you still have to do your job. You still have to take care of business. Isn't that true? But can you still expect and believe to receive the goodness of God? And here he is, and I can imagine as he's hearing reports, this person's healed, this person's delivered, and it's given him hope. And then one day it hits him. This man from Bethsaida comes. I was blind. I had no eyes. And this man, Jesus of Nazareth, he gave me sight. I can see. Excuse me, sir, wait. Blind man. God, that's me. You know, God, and this Jesus of Nazareth, God, would you just send him my way? But Bethsaida's not that. It's just north of us. And watch this. He starts believing and expecting, hoping. And watch what happens. Alms. And a large crowd comes by this day. And he's thinking, this is it, baby. I'm getting it. And nobody's giving him anything. And I just sense he kind of grabs somebody. What's going on? And the man says, leave me. It's Jesus of Nazareth. He's walking by. Jesus, Nazareth. That's that blind man here. Now watch, there's a hope, there's a dream, there's an expectation. Where the crowd is the loudest, and he goes, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And watch, when he was expecting, when he was about to receive, watch what happens. As soon as he cries out, you know what happened? The people around him said, shut up. Be quiet. And watch this. When you expect and when you're about to receive, you will have all kinds of voices that will come against you. Who do you think you are? You loser. You failure. You know what kind of life do you live? Fears, doubt, unbelief, sins, bondage, strongholds, failures from the past. Can anyone relate? And even stories like, hey, you prayed before. Your families, you're going to have to live with that. That's the way you've always been. Listen, those voices are loud. You know, many of you know the story of my family. When I was believing for my parents' salvation, my dad says, I'll never change. I'll never deny my faith. I'll always be a Muslim. But listen, loud voice, but there was a promise. Me and my household would be saved. So watch, there's always a battle. And so close. Now watch this. These voices attack. And unfortunately, those around him, sometimes it's those that are closest. Sometimes family and friends. And not meaning evil. But they're just to step out of that comfort zone of even bondages and sin, strongholds and issues, and they just can't see you. They can't see them doing it, so they don't want to see you doing it. So I don't watch. So blind Bartimaeus, he has to make this decision. Jesus, the Nazarene, the son of David, walking by, the blind man healer. See, watch. What is he to you? What do you need? That those others knew that he could heal paralyzed people. Now blind Bartimaeus knows Jesus is a blind man healer. He just heard the report in chapter 8, the man from Bethsaida, so he knows. So watch, he cries out, these voices, this onslaught comes against him, and as Jesus is walking by, it doesn't say he had a lot of time because Jesus is walking by, so here's the voices, but there's a promise, and it says he responded, and I don't think it took him long. It said he cried out even louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. And you know what it says? Jesus stopped. And I always wondered why he didn't stop the first time. And I just believe the Lord will see how serious we are. Because you know what? All of us can cry out one time. All of us can go to church. All of us can go to venue. All of us can pray. But watch, will we persist in the midst of the attacks, the voices, the fears, the doubts, the unbelief, the issues, the struggles? Listen, will we trust in God more than we trust in the enemy? And even our failures and shortcomings. It says Jesus stopped, and I love this. It says, bring him to me. And he throws off his cloak. Really, it was a garment that where he could legally beg, saying he was legally blind. And you know what he was saying when he took that off? Because that's how his living was based on that. He says, I'm not going to be a blind man anymore. He says, bring him. And the people around him said, come. The ones who were giving him negative report are saying, now, come on. That's another story. Watch this. But they bring him to Jesus. And check this out. Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? I can see Peter again. Jesus, the guy's blind. No. You know what God showed me? How big is your God? What do you really expect from him? Because I think sometimes we have issues and struggles, but we say, well, no way, I'll just ask for this. Because the blind man could have said, well, you know, Jesus, I'm a blind man, and I beg for a living, and if you give me 1,000 denarii, I won't have to beg all year. How big is your God? What do you really expect? Oh, God, you know, I beg for a living, and my legs are really hurt. If you'll heal my legs, I can stand up and beg. Now, listen, you laugh, but what do you ask God for? If Jesus came in right now and said, what can I do for you? What's your response? Give me enough for a hamburger afterwards? Or God, bless me so I can bless this world. No, really, how big is your God? What are you expecting? And he says, Lord, I want to see. And he says, go your way. Your faith has healed you. And I love it. He was healed, and his way was to follow Jesus. And if I could preach any message, that would be it. Follow Jesus. And I want you to see something here. There are attacks, there are onslaughts, but what are you expecting? What do you believe in God for? Probably the most amazing one to me is in Matthew chapter 15. And one of her stories, and watch this, I'll give you a short version. There's a woman, a Canaanite, Syrophoenician woman, not a Jew, but she has a demon-possessed daughter. But you know what? She knew that Jesus delivered from demon possession. Did you hear what I'm saying? So did you know Jesus is a healer? Did you know Jesus is a provider? Did you know Jesus is your matchless, unbroken companionship? Did you know Jesus is your peace in the midst of depression? Do you know who Jesus is? Who is he to you? Is he your savior? Is he your deliverer? Listen, if you know him as that and cry out and don't give up, you can receive what he has for you. So this mother knows that Jesus delivers people from demons. That's all she knows. She's not a Jew. So she goes, Tyre and Sidon and begs, Jesus, come deliver my daughter from demons. And it's interesting. You read different versions. Jesus answered her not a word. One version says Jesus ignoring her. And have you ever prayed and felt like the Lord's not even listening? That he can't even hear you? It says he answers not a word. And she didn't give up because she must have kept begging, because the disciples said, Jesus, would you get her off our back? She won't quit. She's just keep begging. And Jesus turns. Listen to what he says. He says, I did not come. I came for the lost sheep of Israel. I didn't come for the Gentiles. You know what he was saying? Now watch. Your theology is going to be a major tilt. Not my will. I came for them, not for you. Any of you here, oh, you believe for healing? Oh, but probably not me. Anybody ever been there? Oh, I believe God wants the best, and he wants people to get married, but probably not me. Anybody been there? Oh, come on, let's be real. Is that okay? So what'd you say? Listen, I didn't come for you. I came for the Jews. Now, this lady, talk about expectation. She doesn't give up. She persists in such a way, bows, calls him Lord, and he finally says, you know, it's not right to give the children's bread to dogs. Now, you know, I have great expectancy, but I think about then, I would have taken a clue. Can anybody relate with me? But this woman's amazing. He says, dogs. Children's bread, not for dogs. And she doesn't even disagree with him. Yes, Lord. But even the dogs eat from the crumb that fall from the children or the master's table. And Jesus, so amazed at her faith, didn't stop to heal her demon. Actually said it's not his will. And what does he say? Your faith is great. Your daughter is healed. What are you expecting? What are you believing for? Issues of your life, strongholds, addictions. You think you got to settle that way? Hopeless, no, but live that way all your life? Health issues, struggles in your life, dreams for marriage or home or finances or relationships. Does anybody have any dreams or hopes? Is anybody expecting God's best? Listen, but are there these, as one person called them, are there these border bullies that are keeping you from obtaining your promised land? Listen, I wish I could go on, but I preached too long already. But listen. We're just talking about expecting the goodness of God right now. And listen, I want to encourage you. I want this next week, when the issues, when the problems come in your life, listen, turn to the Word of God and start. Well, no, my God says that He'll supply all of my needs. Listen, you will determine. Watch, what are you thinking? What are you saying? And put a guard over your mouth when you start to speak the problem instead of the promise. When those thoughts come, they'll say, no, I'm going to expect the goodness of God in the land of the... Listen, you start expecting it this week. I want you to start expecting. Next week, you're going to see how to receive. Because oftentimes, we think, and it keeps us from receiving. We'll start off with Naaman the leper, who knew that this meant God could heal. And then he goes to the prophet's house. The servant says, go dip in the Jordan 7 times. And he goes, well, get out. And he leaves. He missed his miracle because he thought he knew how God would do it. But thank God for good friends that convinced him to follow his instruction. And watch, you're going to see there's a way that the Lord wants to instruct you for to receive the goodness of God. And I'll share, and I have before, I've shared some of the things, you know, in my own life. How did I receive the salvation of my household after 20-something years? How did I receive a beautiful, godly wife? How did we receive our vehicle? Listen, and I find out I believe, but there's always instruction. And let me just be candid with you. I'm not preaching this to you. I'm preaching this to me. And I may share next week some of the things I'm expecting, hoping, believing for in my own life. Personally, physically, ministry, family. And I want you this week to start expecting the goodness of God. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, seal this in our hearts. Lord, that you are a good God. You have good plans. And Lord, you desire to walk us to walk in your goodness in such a way that even those about us would taste and see your goodness. Lord, you said it's the goodness of God that leads to repentance. So, Father, I pray that this week we would expect your goodness. Lord, we would fight that fight of faith. When the fears come, when the doubt, the unbelief, memories from the past, when the addictions, the stronghold rise up, when those demons scream at us, Lord, may we say no to those voices and say yes to God and His promise. Lord, you said that we would have despaired unless we had believed to see your goodness in the land of the living. So, Lord God, help us to expect and believe for your goodness in every area of our lives. And, Lord, we won't limit you with small dreams. But, God, we would dream big dreams to see your hand move in our lives. Father, stir this in the hearts of your people to expect your goodness in their bodies, in their hearts, in their minds, in their relationships, in their finances, in their future, in their families, in their homes, in their jobs, in their businesses. And Lord, in all that they think of, may we expect your goodness. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.